DTR Mobile.
That's 4DJW Mobile.
Hi, Dave. NJOTR Mobile, the wireman, just leaving.
Goodies.
I just bought some jumpers, Dave. It's like LMR-400 that they sell with the same specs, and it's a bit more flexible. Oh, copper's gone out of this world.
Yeah, copper will be worth more than gold, huh? At about $1,800 an ounce.
I don't doubt that a bit, Dave. Get ahead of this bicycle here. I'm just crossing Highway 11, I guess it is, here. Headed back towards home. How's your day?
I was bright and coated all morning long, so I enjoyed that. Now it's time to go take the returns to Staples and take the dry cleaning and get groceries and come home and start getting stuff ready for supper tonight. So, fun time's over, now time to get busy.
Well, that means I got you here and I wasn't aiming for you. I tried to bring that SD card up from the old computer and put it in there and run it on that M3FJP and it don't work, but it might be me. I don't know. But that's what we messed with the other day, you know. And it won't let me send that information from that computer up to Logbook of the World. But, you know, I'm not even sure it's got the TQSL on it. I thought you guys put it in there. But anyways, I'll iron it out or say something later on down the line. There's no urgency in it by any means. The old one's still percolating.
Far, I was working on getting the two computers to be able to see each other, but the antivirus that you have on there is blocking the network, so I didn't get very far.
I understand that. It can be a nightmare. No, before, though, I could put it in there, and it would go into the N3FJP, but I'll ask Ariel about it, but he's teaching physics now, I think is what he said last time I talked to him, and he's a very busy man, so I don't even like to bother him, but he'd be more knowledgeable on that probably than you would as far as that N3FJP and stuff like that goes, but he's the one that set it up anyways, and it could just be me, Dave. I'm getting a little older.
Probably uses it a lot more than I do. I only use it on field day. And that was with somebody else setting it up. I just used it to plug in data on field day. So I don't know. He probably uses it in contests a lot and stuff like that. And I've got my own logger for that kind of stuff. But somehow, I don't know, you have to start tearing down piece by piece the configuration on that antivirus. Start unloading modules and turning stuff off till you get to whatever piece of it. It could be some obscure 1/1000th of what that thing does that says, oh, and by the way, block internet access, block network access, local network access. Somebody sitting around a board meeting made a bad decision at one point in time, and then you get frustrated because you can't connect to another computer on your network. That's why I don't use any of them. And too many bad decisions being made on antivirus software these days.
I'll take your word for that, Dave, because that's how you made your living all your life, and I respect that. I don't want any part of it. And I just got in on the end of it, you might say, but I don't know what I'm doing on it. I don't even pretend to. Don't worry about it right now. You know, one thing with the one down the, in the basement that I use all the time, it shows the battery has been half charged all the time. Have I got some setting wrong on that? It's on conserve power, I think, on the one of the settings. But or do I just need to go see if I can buy a battery for that old laptop? Like you said, they don't even sell batteries for laptops anymore.
If you leave them turned on and plugged in, that it keeps them charged all the way up all the time, and that's like, that puts a lot of stress on a battery, and over time the battery just wears out. I had them do that. The reason I know that is because that's the way I treated them. I wore the batteries out quicker than was necessary. And yeah, if you get a new battery, then that'll probably fix it.
Remove it anyways, because that screen, you know, will black out on me. But I think that thing's probably got to be 12 years old. So I went out and got a new one for upstairs, but I just wanted to be able to go to it. All I need is the one, but I want to be able to change over to it one of these days if I need to, if that thing goes kapooch. But that's what it is then, because I've left it plugged in for years, I'm sure, because I never moved the dang thing. So anyways, I got my jumpers and I'm headed for home, and we was going to take down 4 dozen eggs to the daughter down there south of 14 in Pelham. But now she says she's going to a lacrosse game, and she's going to try to talk us into that, I know. And you know what? I'm not a sports fan. It's just not my thing.
I was watching the truck pull out, making sure everything was nothing was going to go haywire with it. But he did a good job pulling out in front of traffic and getting people to slow down and watching nobody's coming in his blind spot. You know, at least it gives you time to spend time with the grandkids, right? Even if it, I don't care too much about sports either, but spending time with grandkids is a lot of fun.
That age, old day, they really, they're always great about coming up and giving us a hug and all of that when we go down to the house. But when they're playing sports and that, they're with their team and with their buddies and all of that, and I don't know, it's just a waste of time to me. I just, lacrosse, I don't get it. And soccer, I don't get that either. Now, basketball and football, I understand. We usually go to one or two of those every year. But she knows I'm not a sports fan. I never have been. I'm more of a book person, or I love my music back in the old days. But as far as sports goes, I think it gets too much emphasis with respect to math and science. I guess that makes me old-fashioned. Zero TR.
Good socialization skills to be with all those other people. You know, be around them all the time. Like homeschooled kids miss out on socializing with other kids and lack the integration skills necessary. So, you know, it's good. It's a good social activity, and it's more about what they want and what they need and what they like than what the grandparents want, need, and like. So they're more important. They're the next generation coming up. They are practically all that is important, because if they don't make it to replace us, it doesn't go. It doesn't continue to go on. So anyway, I'm over here at Staples, so I got to run these returns in. She makes more returns than she gets packages in. I don't know how she does that. Anyway, then my next stop is the dry cleaners and then the grocery store. So be careful on this way home. Good talking to you, Tom. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I agree with you 1,000% on everything you said, and the camaraderie and the teamwork and, you know, the execution of the plays and that. That's all good, but it's just not my cup of tea. See you later. W4DJW in 0TR73.
W4DJW mobile. W4DJW mobile.